7 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before we begin, I make a motion to amend the agenda to include under new business authorizing our attorney to respond to a letter from DEP. And the reason this was not already on the agenda is because of our screening requirements on the warehouse application.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I'll entertain a motion on the minutes.
I'll make a motion we accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
I have a question.
You have a question?
We're on the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Under Roadmaster, I'd just like to see put in there that we did have discussion about the pay and the supervision of the Logan's position.
I thought that was in there in more detail than I normally would have put.
The motion that was approved was a temporary hire.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Are you talking about the pay and the hours for the temporary?
No, that we had discussion about his supervision. And his pay. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you want to add, we want to amend the minutes. Is there a specific spot you had in mind?
Yes, after where Gary said he couldn't be a supervisor because he doesn't work full-time in the department,
mm-hmm.
discussion was had about the about his payment, about the payment of the position and the supervision of the position.
Discussion took place regarding the pay and supervision for this position.
Yep.
Okay, I'll amend my motion to include with that modification.
Very good.
One second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Shahana, the treasurer's report, please.
Sure. Thank you. As of today, Milford Township has $11,422.12 in Wayne Bank payroll account, $10,337.03 in Wayne Bank investment account, $109,181.89 in Wayne Bank general account, $20,338.75 in NBT Bank checking account, $225,921.83 in NBT Bank money market, $16,208.82 in Pledged General Account, and $55,312.29 in Pledged Liquid Flows Account. After the last meeting, I received another $800 from sewage, $6,276.90 from real estate transfers, $800 from zoning, $4,597.43 from the tax collector, and $121.76 from code inspections. These will be deposited tomorrow. And also, I submitted the MMO worksheet for the year 2024. That's all.
Okay, before we go any further, can we have Shahana notify the bank tomorrow and see if the interest rate had gone up? Because last time I was there, they did raise that interest rate on the money market accounts. I want to see if we're eligible.
Which bank?
NBT.
NBT. I thought you had already corresponded with them about putting the money in the higher interest rate account.
Well, no, she did, but I think it's gone up again.
Okay.
From 3% to even higher, you mean?
Yeah, from 3%, I think it went up to 3.2 or 3.5.
Which the Pliget account was already over 4.
It's about 5.12%.
Yeah, right.
It's at 5.
So Pliget is the way to go in either case.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You can't hear anything.
We're sorry about that. We'll try to move the mic a little bit closer.
Question.
Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, can townships, I guess this is for the solicitor, can townships invest in T-bills?
Yes, they can.
T-bills are paying over 5% right now. Mm-hmm. You only got to tie the money up for 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 16 weeks. Just a thought.
Thanks, Bill.
Looking at the interest rates that are noted on our report, how would you all... let's see. That's liquid fuels. The Wayne Bank general account has no interest on it at all,
yeah.
Correct?
No, that's correct.
I would like to see us move $150,000 from MBT and $50,000 from Wayne Bank over to the Pliget account, mm-hmm. where we can get the high interest rates. The Pliget account is over 5%.
Yeah.
This Pliget account.
Yeah, the Pliget general account.
5.
Of course, not the liquid
fuels. Not
account.
The liquid fuels.
Then you're still going to leave money in the MBT money market,
correct.
Right?
That still leaves another 50,000 there.
Yeah, I think that's all you need to get, maybe get the
75.
Higher rate.
I'm sorry, just, 75.
I think you need 50 or better to get the higher rate. So just check into that, because if we're going to leave money in there, we might as well check into the higher rate.
Well, we could move now and then double check on that to potentially move more if it's not the case.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
All right. So I'll make a motion that we move $150,000 from our MBT money market account and $50,000 from our Wayne Bank account into our Pliget account so that we can gain more interest.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then, Shahana, please find out the answer regarding the low threshold for NBT.
I logged in today, and on the website, it still says 3%.
No, what Bob is talking about is, in order to get the higher interest rate, how much money you have to leave there.
Oh, okay.
So that we know if we should leave more money or move even more money out.
All right. Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Roadmaster, please.
Okay. We'll be basically starting to think about getting some trucks ready for snow season. Not that I'm trying to rush it, but I had to put some tires on one of the trucks because they were down to where it wouldn't pass inspection anymore. I have another truck that I'm going to have to put tires on for the same purpose. We haven't bought any tires lately. I had to have the gate fixed out here for the yard. It got to the point where the rollers and stuff were shot onto it. I don't remember ever having to work on that gate, but it took two people to close the gate. So it wasn't safe to do anymore. And I don't like to leave the gate open. There's a few nights we actually had to leave it open.
Yeah, the last time I closed it, it was getting tough.
Yeah, it was. So we did that. And we went across the dirt road portion of Shakopee again, past all the holes again. We've been cutting some brush. And for some reason, I think it's just basically because the ground's been so wet and everything, we've had some trees come down here and there in different locations. Fortunately, nobody's got hurt with any of them, and we've been able to get on to them, get them at least cleaned up as soon as possible so it wasn't messing with the traffic too long.
I believe that we are still waiting for the bridge maintenance plan from our engineer.
Yes, we are, and I spoke to him last time at the meeting. He said he would get it to me. And as far as Logan working for us right now, he's good until the end of September. The county has some extra money in. They sent it our way.
Great. Fantastic. Okay, so we're waiting on the bridge maintenance plan from the engineer, and we continue to follow up with him to try to pull that out of him. And also, we had a conversation not long ago about paving the parking lot and getting a price for, or at least some kind of estimate. Would it be best to get an estimate from John first? My thought is for a grant application, to have some kind of ballpark idea or potentially budgeting.
I can call our paving company and see if they'll give us an estimate onto it. It's pretty tough right now to get this time of year to get an estimate because you never know what the price of blacktop's going to be or the price of oil.
Well, I'm quite sure it would be over the bidding thresholds.
Oh, it's going to be well over bidding thresholds.
So that's why I thought perhaps, and I wasn't sure if something would have to be done underneath to prepare.
No, you can do an overlay on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well...
It's not busted up to the point where you can't do an overlay onto it. You'd probably have to do about at least a 2.5-inch overlay just to be safe, but that would be 1.5 inches of basic and then an inch of top, just like I do the rest of the roads.
Would you be able to follow up with John and see if he can give you, like, a per-foot engineer's estimate, or would you rather go with...
Let me just call... I'll call Waco. I'm sure he'll work with me. Give me a quick estimate.
Okay. And just as long as they understand that it would be bid at some later time.
Yeah.
And this is
yeah,
only
he will.
For... Okay.
No, I've been doing Waco for 20 years. And everyone's had our bid this year. Matter of fact, Waco had all the local bids.
Okay.
They've been around forever, so I will call them tomorrow.
Thank you, Gary. Anything on zoning?
I received 4 zoning permits this month. One is for solar panels, one is for garage addition and front porch, one is for single family dwelling, and one is for Bilco door installation. And that's all we got this month.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Public participation number 1. Quiet.
Nope,
Kristen?
No?
No, Vito. No, Vito's okay. Online.
Oh, he's still quiet, though.
Okay.
Shh.
Secretary's report, please.
I got a comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to wait until you get to that part.
Oh, okay, Bill.
The new business.
Very good.
I have a comment.
Yes, Vito.
You want to do it now, or do you want to wait until you do the... wellhead comments from the county.
Go ahead.
Okay. So have you thought about any changes to the ordinance, the wellhead ordinance yet, based on the information that I gave you?
Bob, do you have any?
Oh, for me? No. Reading through what you had there, most of that is just for educational purposes from the DEP. Not really it's not an ordinance or a regulation. It's more of a guideline of what they would like.
Exactly. It's part of the code of Pennsylvania. Those are codes. Those are guidelines and codes that you're supposed to follow when you're writing ordinances. And the one that specifically that was the one that you couldn't find, Article 25, Section 101.1, which was the definitions. And in the definitions, the Shepstone Ordinance uses surface water, A, B, and C zones, which are not consistent with the next definition, which is down, which is wellhead definition. And in the wellhead definition, they specifically say that you have to follow zone 1, 2, and 3, and if zone 2 has a delineation, you have to follow that delineation, and you are not following that. And I have, you know, that's, so if you go to the computer and say, how are you supposed to write a water protection ordinance? It takes you directly to the Wellhead Protection Program, and it takes you to those definitions. So I just did a quick search to East Strasburg, and East Strasburg has an overlay, uses the definition zone 2 because it was delineated. So then, if you go to the mapping, they have that delineation overlay on that map. And then if you go to State College, Ferguson Township, and they also have a zone 2 that was delineated. And so therefore, if you go to the overlay map, it shows zone 2 as an overlay, which is bigger, it does not, what you have on that map that you have those circles, right? Those circles are only zone 1. That is improper, that's an illegitimate map for what you're trying to protect. If you use, he uses the wellhead definition. So if he's going to use the wellhead definition, you have to follow the definition of what a wellhead zone is, and you are not following. All right? And I thought that was clear, but obviously it's not clear. All right? And so I think you have to follow social, I don't know if you believe in social justice, I don't know if you believe in ethics, I don't know if you believe in Article 27 of the PA Constitution, which says that every constituent of PA Commonwealth has the right to clean air and pure water. So I don't see how you're following that in this ordinance. I don't see how you're following the PA Municipal Code in this ordinance. I don't see it, because there's so much in the PA Code that you are not following in this ordinance. And I can give you example after example of how this ordinance is out of the ordinary and is illegitimate in what the purposes of what you're trying to do.
Public hearing schedule.
I don't know if you have, but that's what I'll present. I didn't know if you were gonna do anything about that. I don't know what you're doing with the, are you making the, public comments of the county public now, and can we see those? Is that something that
you're welcome to? You're welcome to write to know them, Mr. DiBiase, again, as we discussed at the last meeting, and your comments that we heard at the last meeting, and we, you know, we have had 2 years of discussions on this, almost all of which you have been a part of. We have our professional planner who put this together. We have our volunteer planning board who worked on this very diligently. We have the county who didn't make any of the comments that you're suggesting. Their comment letter is the same comment letter, as I said at the last meeting, that they sent back again for the, you know, I think this is the fifth time. So there's nothing new in their comment letter. I think they've removed a couple of the items that we had addressed, but it's the same material that has been sent down before. We have a public hearing scheduled at 7:15, so we're going to move on to the public hearing, and we'll come back to public comments at a later time.
Okay.
At this time, I would like to make a motion that we recess the supervisors' meeting and convene the public hearing on the zoning ordinance amendment for section 407.2.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And Tony, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you very much. This is the date and time that is scheduled for receipt of public comment on an amendment to the zoning ordinance for section 407.2, which deals with operations and storage. And 407.2 is being amended to allow what has been defined by township, a proposed township resolution as a job box, allowing contractors to have those upon their property on a temporary basis. Previously, you had to apply to the township in order to have those. This amendment has been reviewed by the Township Planning Commission and recommended for approval. It's been reviewed by the Pike County Planning Agency, and the comments received were that it's consistent with the comprehensive plan and the zoning ordinance. So at this time, is there any public comment for ordinance section 407.2, operations and storage? Anyone? Online, anyone? Hearing none, I'll turn it back over to you for an appropriate motion.
Yeah.
Bill?
Go ahead.
Was it Bill?
No, I don't think it was Bill. It's whoever the phone is.
Hello?
No, Bill is...
Anyone there?
This is Bill. He's on mute. The person who would like to comment, now is the time.
Okay.
Going once. Going twice. Okay, there being no public... Yes?
Yeah, Chris Jones.
Hi, Chris.
Chris, who?
Jones.
Jones.
Explain what the change is in a nutshell here. I thought the ordinance was funny. What's changing here?
What's changing is we're allowing the contractors to use job boxes when necessary upon their sites and to store it on the site so that they can utilize it on the job sites. That's the...
Job box.
A job box.
Portable container.
A portable container. And we've defined that as a toolbox typically made of steel, which is used on job sites for some portion of the job. The box tools and materials is accessible by multiple employees. It cannot be larger than 8 feet by 25 feet. And that was a question under the old ordinance, Chris, whether or not contractors could take those to the site and store them. We're answering that long asked question.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Have a good evening.
Was there anything else, Chris?
Not now. Not for now.
Thank you.
Good. Anyone else comments on the amendment to section 407.2 of the zoning ordinance to allow job boxes? Going once. Going twice. Okay. I would make a motion that we close the public hearing on 407.2 and reconvene the supervisors' meeting.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You don't want the vote on. Thank you.
No, thanks a lot. Thanks
Thank
for coming.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, see you soon.
I will make a motion that we approve the amendment to section 407.2 of the zoning ordinance.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You just need to get a resolution number.
Shauna, do you have a resolution number for us?
0918-2023.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, going back to public participation. Any other public participation? No? Okay. This is Shauna, the secretary's report, please.
Sure. Thank you.
It's the Zoom meetings, Philly.
If you're not intentionally speaking to everyone, if you could mute yourself, then we could do it for you.
Yes. We'll do it for you.
The secretary's report.
Sure. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation notified that the estimated Liquid Fuels Act allocation for 2024 is $55,629.77. Pennsylvania Broadband Development Authority has drafted its Volume 1 of the Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program. It's available for public review and comment from September 11 through October 10. Brian Snyder sent Pike County Road Task Force agenda and minutes. I received some job applications for the general laborer position. Brian Snyder sent a flyer containing information on an upcoming zoning course. The Auditor General informed that the 2023 Commonwealth State Aid allocation supporting the Volunteer Fire Relief Associations of the Fire Company is scheduled to be direct deposited on September 21 in the amount of $12,890.93. Pike County Tax Claim Bureau, a bureau informed that they are required to register bidders for the upset tax sale scheduled for Wednesday, September 27, 2023. Jason Wood sent the draft comprehensive plan, and there's plenty of time to review it. Gray Towers National Historic Site informed that the upper end of Old Owego Turnpike will be closed on Saturday and Sunday, September 23 and 24, if approved. And Brian Snyder sent county's review letter for the revised zoning ordinance amendment, and that's all.
Thank you, Shahana.
You're welcome.
I did request with the zoning 101, if you got my email, that we send that to the zoning hearing board members, mm-hmm. the planning commission members, who are probably way past the 101, but you know, wouldn't be bad to get feedback from a planner, from a different planner, and post it on the website, please, for the public.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Moving on to old business, the Milford Animal Hospital conditional use. We have instead received a letter from the applicant requesting a withdrawal. So we are going to make a motion that we authorize a letter to be returned to the applicant accepting that withdrawal, and that letter will be drafted by our attorney who is authorized to write that letter, although it will go out over the supervisor signatures.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next is Belcher Lot Combination. Tony?
Thank you. Belcher Lot Combination is two parcels, one 10 acres and one 11 acres. I did have an opportunity to review the map before I got here, and also the deed that was prepared by Attorney Jacobs. The deed is consistent with the map, and the Planning Commission has recommended approval, and there are no comments from the County Planning Commission.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the lot combination.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
Is that in the residential area?
Yes.
Yeah, that is, that's right up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's,
Okay. But it's not commercial, right?
No.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I think there's an existing home there, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
It's okay. We just asked a question.
Yes.
So, do we get something from you tonight with the signatures on it? Okay.
Well,
I just want to know what
no
the next step is.
There are no Planning Commission signatures on here at the moment.
Oh, you're not going to get it tonight. The Planning Commission hasn't signed it.
Okay.
Yeah. No one came in to sign it?
I don't know when we
do
got
you have
these.
Any other...
We have to run to the supervisors to sign it first.
Okay.
To make sure it was final.
Yes.
Okay.
Next meeting?
The Planning Commission is until the end of the month.
They don't meet till the end of the month, but if they've already recommended approval, they can come in and
they
sign anytime.
They can come
anytime.
In and sign.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yes. So just check with Shahana.
Let us know.
Just
Shahana,
check. Just check with her. Okay. And, yeah. Yes. Just make sure you have your
just
contact.
Notify them that it's here to be signed.
Yep.
And they can stop it and sign it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when that's done, we take it to the county
to get it recorded.
Take it with the deed.
Okay.
Map first, then deed.
Okay. Okay, and that's up on Route 6?
Yeah, right over here.
Right over here.
Administration building.
To the recorder's office. Okay. The recorder of deeds.
Oh, you have to, you do have to take the map.
Yes.
To
yes.
the community planning
yes.
office.
Yes, okay.
To make
that's
sure
here
they
too,
stay of it.
That's they now moved. In the administration.
In the administration.
Oh, is it? Oh, good.
Right. Oh, it's
oh,
in
thank
the, okay,
goodness.
So we just go to
yeah,
the
because that was a pain.
Okay.
I agree. That was a pain to do that.
Okay.
To run up to
Chihola.
Chihola and get that stuff.
That's where Doug told us to go. It was in Chihola.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, no,
yeah
they moved.
Thank God they moved.
So okay. They're in the administration building. Okay.
Yeah, that makes it easier on the attorneys.
I'm sure that was the
that
whole.
Was the whole intent.
Thank you, Bob.
Very good. Okay. Next, we're back to the watershed and wellhead ordinance. Shahana acknowledged that we received the county comment letter. It
yes.
is virtually the identical county comment letter that we have received the last several times.
Yep.
We have sent minor modifications to them to review the changes to this ordinance. I don't believe that I'm inclined to make any motions about making any modifications. What about you, gentlemen?
No,
me neither.
Okay, so we have a hearing scheduled for this. That is scheduled for October 2nd, and we will go to public hearing number 2. In the interim, this has been sent to the DEP. It was also sent to the County Conservation District, correct?
It was sent to the County Conservation, but I called DEP. They don't have any emails in the website.
I'll write up the 4 people at DEP that I spoke to.
Well, I would like to see it sent. Then just send it to the mail, to their general mailbox, please. Because we made a motion to send it to DEP.
We did.
So
yes,
it needs to be sent over there. If you don't have a specific contact, then we'll just put it to the mail.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
You got it written down.
Thank you.
I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Any other comments on that we have not already heard this evening? Okay, moving on. I make a motion to...
Can you hear me now?
Mr. DiBiase, I think we've already heard your comments on this issue this evening.
I just ask a question. Did the county ask for you to use the Dingman Township ordinance as a model like they did every other time?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is very unusual, highly unusual for the county to do that, by the way. They also asked for us to remove the language that acknowledges wellheads that are not in Milford Township, which we also did not agree to change.
So, another question. So this ordinance that you are proposing does not specify where Zone 2 of the Milford Aquifer is in terms of property overlay. So my question is, isn't that, so the rationale that was given before was that you want the developer to find the aquifer. Now, isn't your problem with national land developers very similar? Because
Mr. DiBiase, I'm going to stop you right there. This is like the 10th time we have advised you that we cannot discuss the National Land Developers application at these meetings. We will not do so, and we are not going to respond to any questions that are regarding that application, period. Please respect
that.
And yet you keep asking more questions about it, despite understanding it.
Well, it's true. They are showing you...
Sir, we are not going to accept comments. Please mute Mr. DiBiase because he is out of order. Thank you.
All right.
Any other comments on the watershed and wellhead protection ordinance, which is proposed for public hearing on October 2nd? Hearing none, I will make a motion that we table the Econopac developers agreement. We have one more item that we are waiting for from them. They have received comments back from the fire department now that they have modified their evacuation plan to include gas emergency procedures. And based on those comments, they have some modifications to make to that evacuation plan. And then we think we will be complete.
Yep, the plan, the developer's agreement, and stormwater maintenance agreement is complete, except for addressing those comments of the fire department. So once the evacuation plan is basically reprinted with those comments, we'll be in a position to approve the agreements.
Very good.
I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Hey, Tony, should I sign for the planning board too while I'm here?
You might as well.
Yes, of course.
Save the trip.
Next on our agenda is the Gray Towers request to close the upper end of Old Owego Turnpike during the Festival of Wood, which is taking place this weekend at Gray Towers. No, I'm sorry. The 23rd and 24th.
Not this weekend.
That is this weekend.
That's
see?
This weekend.
I thought it was, but, you know. Okay, so we discussed this a little bit during the workshop, and we're making a slight tweak to that. But with the modification of requesting that Gray Towers allow traffic exiting the upper parking areas, if any, to go up the hill only.
Left turn only.
Left turn only. I would make a motion to approve that request.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I will call Beth tomorrow.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, and we are back to our last amended item on the agenda, which is we are in receipt of, I should say we, the township is in receipt of a letter from the DEP regarding National Land Developers application. Because of the required screening process, the supervisors have not seen this letter and will not see this letter, but our attorney has, and he has indicated to us in our executive session that we can have him respond to that letter. So I would make a motion that we authorize our attorney to respond to the DEP letter regarding National Land Developers.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is there any discussion or questions on that issue? And please, Mr. DiBiase is gone, so.
He left.
Okay. Hearing none. I have nothing else. Anyone else? And I would make public participation number two. I'm sorry. Kristen, did you want to speak?
No, I just came to see everybody. And
to say hello?
Really?
Okay, very good.
Well, it's good to see you.
Anyone else for public participation?
Not. I will make a motion. We pay the bills and adjourn.
I'll second that motion.